The following podcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. Yo, 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 this is DJ Zay here to bring you some good vibes for a short time here on Social X. Let's talk about it. Today, we're going to talk about butterflies. Not literal butterflies, you know, the pretty ones that land on you and you're kind of like, eh. Actually, really cool thing about butterflies, though, if you guys haven't seen it, it's this thing on social media where if you know who Kiki Palmer is, she's so funny, and she is actually a great example of what we are going to talk about later. But she had this really cool photo shoot coming up, and it was like she's beautiful because she's beautiful and everything. And guys, she did this thing with her photo shoot, and it was literally with butterflies. Like, they had a bunch of butterflies in the room for her, ready to just, like, land. And there were a bunch of butterflies landing on her, and they were so pretty and everything. And she went on live television and was like, did you know that butterflies pee? And everyone was like, no, because, like, I didn't know that. And it was so funny because she was like, they were peeing all over me, and she like flipped out, and she told her story about it. It was hilarious. I loved it. It was so cool. But yeah, we're not talking about literal butterflies today. We're gonna be talking about social butterflies. If you don't know what a social butterfly is, then this is, you're in the right place. You're listening to the right podcast right now. So the actual Google definition term of a social butterfly is a social butterfly. It's the slang term for a person who is socially dynamic, successful at networking, charismatic, and personally gregarious. I don't know what gregarious means, but Google don't lie. So, my term of what a social butterfly is basically what the Google definition term is, but honestly, it's just putting yourself out there, taking risk. Be that person to just change it up a little sometimes, you know? You can be outgoing, and you can also be an introvert as well. Doesn't mean that you have to be the person that always talks first. Doesn't mean that you have to always be the person that has to try something new. It doesn't mean, guys, that you have to, like, be the person that always feels the need to go, go, go. Being a social butterfly can come naturally. It doesn't have to come forced. There are steps to being a social butterfly. I came up with these steps, but they're also, like, I researched too, so I kind of, like, interpreted what I wanted for like Zay's social guy to being a social butterfly. Anyways, so like step one is just like be kind to other people. Try not to like meet people with interior motives, because I definitely use my skills as a social butterfly to like network with other people. I definitely benefit from it. It helps me a lot with when I'm like looking for a job, or if I'm looking for like to get into some crowd or group of, or some sort. It definitely helps in a social setting. So like when I'm like going to In-N-Out and everyone's like, hey, who wants to go to In-N-Out? And I'm like, oh, I'll go. I can drive. You know, I'm not going to be asking for gas money. You know, I put myself out there to drive. Now, here's the thing. Being social doesn't mean like letting people take advantage of you. I definitely think it's beneficial to like, hey, like guys, like I want to drive. I just don't have gas money. If anyone wants to like take that chance and put themselves out there and like offer you gas money to take everyone to In-N-Out, hey, kudos to them. Let's give them a round of applause, because the gas tank needed to be full, you know? So like that's honestly like, don't push people to kind of like take advantage of you, but also don't let other people be able to take advantage of you, if that makes sense. So that's definitely beneficial. I definitely like go out of my way to help people or to do things for people without asking for anything in return, and that includes a thank you, guys. Sometimes when you're just like working somewhere, or if like I work at Trader Joe's, oh my god, people are like, I don't know, they're like, where's the bread? And I'm like, did you look? But then at the same time, like, because they can't find the bread in the aisle, but I'm like, girl, it's like right behind you. It's like you just have to like kind of do everything, and when you're in a job, you just kind of have to do what you can to like, I don't know, keep your cool, but also be social, especially at Trader Joe's. Like everyone that works there is so nice, except me, lol. But like, you know, like you don't expect a thank you
after directing someone to find the bread in the aisle, even though it's right behind them, even though it was so easy, or even though you do something really, really, really hard for someone and they don't say like a thank you, that if you don't truly and honestly, if you don't lawfully want to do it, then don't, because then you're not going to feel like after doing all that work or doing like anything for anyone, then you're just going to be like expecting something, and you really shouldn't, because you know what? You made that choice to put yourself out there and do something nice for someone. So you shouldn't like be expecting them to pay for it with a thank you or with money or with, you know, anything really, because it's just not, it's not fair. Number three, checking in on people and seeing how they're doing. So this kind of like tunes into like, oh my god, I wish I had a friend here to like kind of role play with me, Loki. So, oh my god, Eunice, how are you? Which might have a friend named Eunice. And she's like, hey, Zay, I'm good. And I'm just going to be like, how's your day going? I do this with all my friends. I check. We do constantly, like, daily check-ins with each other, either face-to-face or on text. I always just make sure I'm checking in with my friends because it's super nice to just hear what someone else's day is going, how they're doing, what's going on in their lives, you know? And that's super beneficial to you because, one, you're maintaining and building relationships, and it shows other people that you care about what they're going through. And it's really, really important, guys, to make sure you're not putting yourself in their shoes all the time. Empathy. Empathy is what I just described. Putting yourself in someone else's shoes. So I learned in 8th grade that empathy is actually a really beneficial and good thing to have, but it's not always the best thing to use. So when you are kind of just like putting yourself in someone else's shoes, you can also be like really like putting yourself in their shoes as in a way of like, oh, I'm like really understanding what you're saying. I hear you and I'm here for you. Okay, that's great. But also sometimes empathy can also come across like, oh, girl, I totally feel that. Same, literally same. Like, oh, yeah, that was me. Like, it's fine. Like, don't blow it off. Don't invalidate their feelings, because their feelings matter. And someone's day can be completely different from your day, guys. And so it can be going completely different from your day. You don't know what someone's dealing with. We never know that. So when you're being social, just make sure you're considering other people's feelings. And sometimes it never hurts to listen to what other people have to say. All right. So step 4 is spending more time volunteering. I know, what does that have to do with being a social butterfly? Like, I get it, being like social is like volunteering, but I can volunteer at the movie theater. Yes, volunteer at the movie theater. Like, it's so fun. But you can also volunteer at the homeless shelter. Like, after doing all that work or doing like anything for anyone, then you're just going to be like expecting something, and you really shouldn't, because you know what? You made that choice to put yourself out there and do something nice for someone. So you shouldn't like be expecting them to pay for it with a thank you or with money or with, you know, anything really, because it's just not, it's not fair. Number 3, checking in on people and seeing how they're doing. So this kind of like tunes into like, oh my god, I wish I had a friend here to like kind of role play with me, Loki. So, oh my god, Eunice, how are you? Which might have a friend named Eunice. And she's like, hey, Zay, I'm good. And I'm just going to be like, how's your day going? I do this with all my friends. We do constantly, like, daily check-ins with each other, either face-to-face or on text. I always just make sure I'm checking in with my friends because it's super nice to just hear what someone else's day is going, how they're doing, what's going on in their lives, you know? And that's super beneficial to you because, one, you're maintaining and building relationships, and it shows other people that you care about what they're going through. And it's really, really important, guys, to make sure you're not putting yourself in their shoes all the time. Empathy. Empathy is what I just described. Putting yourself in someone else's shoes. So I learned in 8th grade that empathy is actually a really beneficial and good thing to have, but it's not always the best thing to use. So when you are kind of just like putting yourself in someone else's shoes, you can also be like really like putting yourself in their shoes as in a way of like, oh, I'm like really understanding what you're saying. I hear you and I'm here for you. Okay, that's great. But also sometimes empathy can also come across like, oh, girl, I totally feel that. Same. Literally same. Like, oh, yeah, that was me. Like, it's fine. Like, don't blow it off. Don't invalidate their feelings, because their feelings matter. And someone's day can be completely different from your day, guys. And so it can be going completely different from your day. You don't know what someone's dealing with. We never know that. So when you're being social, just make sure you're considering other people's feelings. And sometimes it never hurts to listen to what other people have to say. All right. So step 4 is spending more time volunteering. I know, what does that have to do with being a social butterfly? Like, I get it, being like social is like volunteering, but I can volunteer at the movie theater. Yes, volunteer at the movie theater. Like, it's so fun. But you can also volunteer at the homeless shelter. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't always have to be so cool and shaggy and nice and shiny. You can just volunteer just to volunteer. You can go make a bag of food for someone. That can make someone's life, like, that can change someone's life. You could benefit someone from that. You can also go volunteer at the movie theater. That's totally valid. You know, get a free poster out of it. I'm down. You can volunteer at the beach. Save the turtles, guys. Literally, save the turtle. I love turtles. You will not convince me otherwise. You can go save a turtle. You can volunteer on campus, guys. I'm not going to be that guy to be like, hey, like, try out for this, do this, do that. But there's so many opportunities and resources for you guys to put yourselves out there here on campus. The Student Success Center, the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Center. These centers and so much more other resources and opportunities allow us as students at Dominican University of California to just be able to put good into the community. And that is honestly, like, you can't vaguely be a social butterfly. I will say that, like, you're gonna feel like, my social battery is done, it's empty, I need a recharge, I'm gonna take a nap, not talk to anyone for 3 days. That's valid. I do that. That's okay. But if you guys try to work yourself to the brick and you're like, oh my god, I'm talking to everyone, I have way too many like connections, and I'm talking all the time with people, and I really don't care, it's totally fine to disconnect from people. I disconnect from social media constantly, because not that it's like unhealthy, I just disconnect from people or when I need to, so that I can make sure that I'm good. Because being social also can be a mental toll. So you also want to make sure that you're taking the time to just make sure you're good. Hey Zay, are you good today? Like, I know you talk to everyone and you like know so much about everyone's lives, but how are you doing? You know? So make sure taking the time to just volunteer and get yourself out there and put good into the world. Can't hurt anyone. And step 5, guys, is letting people know that you appreciate them. So I have an amazing friend group. I have a great family, and not everyone has that. I want to acknowledge that now. Not everyone comes from my background, and not everyone comes, I don't come from theirs, you know? So everyone has different experiences. Again, like, literally everyone's story is so different. It's crazy. So you definitely just want to make sure that you're letting people know that you appreciate them, because you don't know what they're going through. And like, don't do things and expect a thank you, but also say thank you. Like, it's just a good note and a good, like, kind of like house habit to have. Like, thank you for opening the door for me. Thank you for getting me utensils. My friends know me down to like the dot. They know that like I don't like chocolate, so they won't get me chocolate. And so if they get me anything, if it's like they're getting me my order at McDonald's or something, they know that I get like a McDouble and with extra fries and all this stuff. So like, and I'm just like, thank you. I appreciate that you know me and that you took the time to get to know me. Because that's definitely beneficial, like, to our friendship. Building and gaining relationships is super important, especially if you're a student at Dominican. Networking is like key here. So all those things definitely helped me become a social butterfly. Now I'm going to talk just a little quickly about like how being a social butterfly can like influence your life and your mental health. It can become really beneficial, guys, just towards you like putting yourself out there. And I trust me, like, it's hard, it's scary, and it's fearful at first. But once you guys do it, you guys are going to be like, wow, I'm like so glad I met this person. Because if I never said hi, I would have never had that friend. I would have never had that connection. So when you guys are just, you know, going on a stroll, or you guys are like trying to think of some things new to do, just say hi to someone and, you know, say hello, and it could turn into a whole friendship or a whole new relationship that you could never imagine.